22 minutes after 5, and it is January, as we all know. January is always a good time for SMEs to reflect on, I suppose, the achievements and challenges for the past 12 months while preparing for the year ahead. Jesse Weinberg, then head of the SME customer segment at FNB Business, says there are key steps that entrepreneurs should consider to ensure a successful 2019. Jesse, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I tell you what, I'm gonna be taking down notes personally also with this conversation, because it sounds easy on paper whenever you say I want to start a business, but then once you get into it, it's a whole different ballgame altogether.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we often try and just share some tips that we obviously see from businesses that get it right, and or at least that seem to be doing logical things. And even, I guess, when we go into our own beginning of the year planning ourselves as a business, sometimes it's not, like you said, sometimes it does seem quite simple on paper, but again, a lot of the times we see businesses losing during the basics early in the year. You know, and sometimes it really is just as simple as taking a bit of time to reflect on keeping to a plan. And I guess one of the most important things that we obviously see is really reflecting at the beginning of the year and actually making sure that firstly you do think back to the previous year and your business plan and the goals that you did set, and really sit down and actually make sure that you refresh those and just get to grips again. Things like really getting your finances in order, you know, in these tough economic conditions, it's really important to reassess what your cash flow is looking like, especially when a lot of businesses do a lot of trading in the busy season. Really just going through your cash flow forecasts and your goals that you wanted to achieve, and actually just make sure that you review those goals and reset them for another year ahead. It's just such a powerful thing to be able to do in the beginning of the year.
I hear that. Goals, set the goals. So now I'm here in January and I want to evaluate, but how do I evaluate the success and failures of my business? What are some of the tips that you have?
So what's very important that we see is keeping in touch with what's happening with the competitors. So apart from obviously getting your financing in order, which would include making sure that you reflect on what your goals have been for the previous year and make sure you then reassess where you're at with the plan over a certain period of time. A big theme is really around if you do have a lot of competition in the market, or even just keeping in touch with what your competitors are doing, and I guess at the same time, making sure that you're meeting your customers' needs. Such an important thing is also just making sure that you're relevant in the market that you are. So it doesn't matter how big or how small your business is, ultimately, well, and most of the time, you should have customers and you should have competitors. And it's such an important thing to make sure that you do keep up to date with what's happening with what your competitors are doing, as well as obviously what your customers need. So on the competitive side, you could really just keep track of what they're offering in terms of what they're advertising, in terms of what they're publishing. On the customer side, very important to make sure that you're really in touch with the customer. So these days of being able to do online reviews, being able to do social media polls, or even just keep track of the sentiment or feedback, even if it's things like if you're in the tourism business, you've got things like TripAdvisor, to get in what people are saying about your business. And at the same time, if you keep on track with what competitors are doing, that makes sure that you obviously keep relevant in the market. Another big thing that we see, and we always try and do it even in our own business, is that there's a lot of negative news that at any point in time, and there's obviously also a lot of positive stuff. But what we see is very important is to celebrate the successes in your business. So, you know, business owners often mistakenly focus on the challenges in their own business, in their own lives, in their own market, and the negatives often when reviewing their performance and their goals. But what's even equally important is really to acknowledge and celebrate successes for themselves and for their staff, if they've got staff in the business. So really looking at once you've achieved your goal or you are really doing good stuff in the business, it's just so important from a morale point of view to also just reflect and actually make sure that you are getting that excitement within the business. And we see that obviously that goes a huge long way in terms of generating morale and boosting the actual you know, the motivation in the business. And obviously that's very important for small businesses. And it doesn't always need to be monetary or reward. Everybody wants to be part of a success story and they want to be motivated by achieving things. So, yeah, I think that's it's a very important part that people overlook.
Yeah, that's very sound advice. But just before we let you go, I mean, Jesse, if we talk about businesses, we all know that the first 5 years of any business are very critical. And for those that are listening now that are maybe still in their second, first, or even thinking of starting their business, any specifics that they should be looking at at this time in January to ensure that they survive?
I think the most important thing, something that we're seeing a lot now is, and I mentioned it about this relevancy thing, especially starting a business, there's a very big difference between an idea and a business opportunity. And I think there are many, many ideas of what business people want to start. But probably the most important thing is to be able to get that from an idea to a business opportunity. And really what that means is, have you run the numbers? Have you actually, before you just go out there and you start a business, have you really done your homework? Have you really put the numbers together to make sure that it's not just a good idea, but it's actually an idea that people will buy or products that people will buy? And if they did, that you'd be able to make money out of it. And it's not always the sexiest thing to hear because, you know, you think that you've come up with an idea that you love and you're pretty sure everybody's going to, you know, love. But really, I think the most important thing is to not get up the starting gate unless you're sure that you can demonstrate that an idea is actually a business opportunity, which means it can make money.
I hear that loud and clear. Just before we let you go, Jesse, any parting words from your side to the listeners?
Yeah, no, just thanks for having me. I think, you know, obviously you'll see that there's a massive drive for SME and entrepreneurship. And really, from our side, and I share the sentiment, you know, from our organization, is that we're obviously trying to do everything we can to stimulate the growth of SMEs. But it really starts with everybody out there. It starts with everybody applying their mind. And it's not an easy road, but really in developing countries, entrepreneurship, whether people want to do it or not, is really looking like the solution to a lot of job losses that we're going to see and a lot of economic creation. So the more people that are thinking about these things and the more people that are thinking about starting that side hustle, the better. I mean, it really could be an answer for us as South Africa to generate economic growth.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. That is Jesse Weinberg, head of the SME customer segment at F&B Business. And we're going to be getting to your news in the next couple of seconds. But, you know, Jesse mentioned something there about celebrating the victories. I think sometimes, as South Africans, just as individuals and even in organizations, we forget the importance of that. Celebrate your victories.